Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where to put our money next. Today we're diving deep into Toronto Dominion Bank, ticker TD, one of the biggest names in Canadian banking, with a massive US presence too. TD has been on a roll lately with strong momentum across its businesses, and we're going to look at everything from how it makes money to whether the current price makes sense for long-term investors. The Toronto Dominion Bank operates as a diversified financial services giant headquartered in Toronto, serving millions of customers across Canada and the United States through its TD Bank brand. It offers personal and commercial banking, wealth management, insurance, and capital market services. With over 100,000 employees and a market cap sitting around $193 billion, TD stands out for its conservative risk approach and consistent dividend growth over decades. CEO Raymond Chun has been steering the ship through a period of digital transformation, including heavy investment in AI tools that are already speeding up mortgage approvals from 15 hours down to just 3 minutes. Revenue came in at $115.84 billion for the most recent fiscal year, with solid contributions from both personal and commercial banking, plus wealth management. The bank has shown resilience even as interest rate environments shift, and geographic diversification between Canada and the U.S. helps smooth out any regional slowdowns. Earnings tell an even stronger story. TD posted net income of $20.54 billion and diluted EPS of 11.56 in the latest full year, a big rebound from prior periods that were weighed down by one-time items. Return on equity sits at a healthy 11.85%, and the bank has maintained stable credit performance with disciplined expense control. This kind of earnings power supports TD's reputation as a reliable dividend payer, yielding around 2.7% right now. In the Q1 2025 earnings call, management highlighted $3.6 billion in net earnings and emphasized how AI initiatives are moving beyond pilots into real operational impact, particularly in fraud detection and faster loan processing. Executives also pointed to margin expansion across several business lines and continued expense discipline while keeping credit quality steady, even amid economic uncertainty. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets exceed $2 trillion with a solid equity base of $127.8 billion. The bank carries significant deposits and loans, which is normal for its model, and liquidity ratios reflect its conservative stance. Free cash flow has fluctuated with lending activity, but operating cash generation remains robust over the long term. On valuation, TD trades at about 17.57 times trailing earnings and 2.3 times sales. The forward PE has been trending lower in recent projections, suggesting the market is pricing in some normalization of growth. Compared to peers in the diversified bank space, it looks reasonably valued for the quality of earnings and dividend track record. Strengths include that strong earnings resilience, AI-driven efficiency gains, and a fortress-like capital position. Weaknesses center on exposure to interest rate cycles and a relatively high debt-to-equity ratio typical of banks. Opportunities lie in further U.S. expansion and deeper digital penetration, while threats include regulatory changes, potential credit deterioration in a slowdown, and competition from fintech players. Over the past year, TD shares have delivered a 65.46% return, outpacing the broader industry, with solid gains of 21% over 3 months and 26.6% over 6 months. The stock has shown real momentum lately, though like any bank, it can swing with macro news. When we run an intrinsic value check using discounted cash flow, we get a figure around 4.41, well above the current price near 1.14. But here's the important caveat for banks. DCF isn't the best tool here because banks don't generate traditional free cash flow the way industrial companies do. Their model revolves around deposits, loans, and net interest margins instead. Better ways to value TD include price-to-book ratios, dividend discount models, and peer PE comparisons. On those metrics, the stock still looks attractive for income-focused investors who like the combination of growth and a reliable payout. Overall, TD continues to look like a high-quality bank with durable competitive advantages, smart technology investments, and a shareholder-friendly capital return policy. If you're building a long-term portfolio and want exposure to North American banking with a generous dividend, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.